Our guest today, Little Matador. Let's have a wee flavor.
Blood rushes to my head, I'm waiting.
Ah, yes, Little Matador. Of course, Dave's here. Nathan's here. How you doing, guys?
How are you?
All right. Good, thank you.
Good to see you. Nathan, you were in a few months ago.
Yeah.
Of course, this is a departure from your day job with Snow Patrol.
Yep.
And you were playing with Queens of the Stone Age. Now, the photographs, unless they were brilliantly photoshopped, look like the Queens of the Stone Age.
We have a very good guy that works for us, yeah.
No, it looked like the Odyssey was actually thronged for your performance, which if you're first band on or special guests or whatever way they term it, isn't always the case. So
no, it's not. And thank you to everybody that did come down. It was, the response was just great. I think it was people were kind of genuinely intrigued to see what was coming or what was about to happen, and I was really proud of us that night. We played a great show, which thankfully we did, you know.
And, yeah,
no pressure.
Response was good then.
It was really great, and we had a great night, fun evening.
Because you're on hiding and nothing with a gig like that. First up, load them there to see Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
You've come from Snow Patrol, so they're, right away there's people drawing comparisons with everything you've ever done. You
absolutely
know?
Straight away. So it's you just gotta let your music do the talking, really, you know.
It's a heavier vibe than Snow Patrol.
Yeah, I mean, well, me and Dave, obviously, we were just saying a long time ago, we were down with you, and
you always did do the heavier stuff anyway.
Well,
you
had to sort of, that,
you had to rein yourself in for Snow Patrol.
Well, that was the last time me and Dave were in a room with you was, 16 years ago, 17
years ago.
Whoa.
It's a long time ago.
It is a long time, and we've all aged beautifully.
You had more hair, we had less hair.
That's right, yeah. I had hair down my back at the time. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, so, but yeah.
It's, you know, but do you essentially still like to play the same kind of music?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all collectively and individually listen to all sorts, but I guess at heart I've always, you know, the loud guitars have always, you know, been kind of special to me, so it's I love playing rock and roll, really. But
your press release has a brilliant fact in it that last year more rock albums were sold than any other genre.
Yeah,
thankfully.
It's brilliant. That's great to know.
It's great
because you could be forgiven for thinking that.
Well, it was a great year for rock records last year. You know, I mean, just the Queens of Stone Age record, Biffy Clyro, Arctic Monkeys, there was so many, you know.
Yeah, but you could be forgiven for thinking that all the dancey pop manufactured stuff was, you know,
absolutely
taking over the world, but obviously in the singles chart,
But as far as records go, you know, there's so many. I mean, you know, there's so many records going to be, even Arcade Fire, which, you know, maybe not technically a rock record, but there's, you know, there's.
But it's what we would call proper music.
Yeah,
you know.
And there's, you know,
and David Bowie came back, and that was
records,
enough.
You know,
Bowie came back. That was enough for me.
Yeah,
so, you know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But it's, the thing with chart music, if you will, it's everywhere. So it's on all the adverts, and it's all over the place. It's saturated the place. But the record buying public are buying rock records, which is great because we've got one coming out, and hopefully they'll buy that too.
Hopefully they don't all of a sudden stop. You know, I don't want that Little Matador. Give me Jesse J. You know. What was the last CD you bought?
It's been a while since I bought a CD.
Okay, downloaded then.
But the last album that I really
paid money
into,
for,
probably the Arctic Monkeys record.
Yeah,
yeah, it's still with me. It just won't go away. It's great.
The last CD I bought, I actually bought a CD. I buy both, and I don't download it legally. Was Elbow.
Elbow, yeah.
I bought it just before the weekend. That's a stunning record. Absolutely huge fan. Good friends with them too, but they're it's just
name
brilliant.
Name drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you would be.
Well,
I'm
just promoting their record,
you
but
know all these
ours
guys
as well.
I would love you guys all to be, you know, you're sitting backstage with the Queens of Estonia's and they happen to lift your iPod and you've illegally downloaded all their albums, you know. I love them to catch it, you know. You know, is that a thing you've got a stance on? You know, people downloading or, you know, because Metallica went really sort of
frantic about it. It's a weird one. You know, the people have gotten the trouble for, left, right, and centre for kind of having comments on it. But I mean, I pay for music, so
yeah, and that's it. End of story.
Leave it there.
There was an American musician. It was all over Facebook and Twitter and everything else a couple of weeks ago. She broke down what she earned over the year. She earned $90,000, whatever it was. And although she'd had like a million streams, you know, on Spotify and everything else, they all sort of brought in, like a million streams brought her in about a tenner, you know. So people, please go and download the thing. Don't stream it.
Well, you know,
support your local artist and go and buy it. Buy it, you know.
Absolutely, yeah. Buy it whenever you can. I mean, listen to it by all means, you know.
But if you have the chance to buy it first. Yeah. But it's a bit of a conundrum for bands now because, you know, it's harder and harder to make money from the music, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but there's it's great to get, you know, as a new band as well, you know, there's so many sites and ways to get your music out there, which is great too, you know, but it's... Yeah.
I mean, we were just talking about, you know, the last time we were in with you 15 years ago, whatever, and the things that are available now, that was, you know, fantasy stuff back then, to be able to effectively set up your own website for your band, record your stuff at home with no bother. You know, it's great. Yeah. And it is great for new artists, but there are certain elements.
And then get it out there. Well, funny, Bap Kennedy was in, and Bap and I were in a band a long time ago, and the only way of getting your name out was running around in the rain at night and trying to put posters up.
Yeah.
And hopefully the council didn't tear them down before the next morning.
Yeah.
You know, and now, I mean, you don't even need to do that. You get a Facebook page. You can tell thousands of people.
Yeah,
you know?
It's instant, you know.
So, yeah, no, I remember putting posters up as well.
Those were the days, They were probably the worst posters you've ever seen. Not the sequel now.
Really badly put up as
Drawn on a marker and put upside down, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you do all that running around, you know, Shaftesbury Square?
And I mean,
that's
I was a kid, you know, but that's, you know, I was just talking about it with a friend, actually, just Darren, you know, and but the same thing. Remember running around putting them up, you know, for gigs in the menagerie and things like that.
And the council had guys running around after you, turning them down when the paste was still wet, you know.
I've still been doing that last, you know, even up to 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I would have still been doing it. I mean, it's a pointless task. And I have just said that within the last 5 minutes. But, it's, you know, you take what you can get, whatever you can do to get people in the door. But
yeah, exactly.
But yeah, the council will be on your back. Fair play to them.
I know, and we're not condoning this. Yeah, I have to say that.
Of course not.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, they're, you know, brilliant. But that was the way to get people into your gigs, and then hopefully they'll all buy a demo tape, as it was then, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And
it's just terrific. So listen, Stitch Yourself Up, that's the single.
April 21st, same day as the record as well. Mm-hmm. So we can't wait to get it out, and we start touring next week, and that's us up until the end of the summer. So hopefully beyond as well. But
do you have that much time off from Snow Patrol activities?
At the minute, we'll be making a record this year as well, so it'll be a busy year. But we're looking forward to making.
I'm looking at this list of gigs: Shepherd's Bush Empire, brilliant; Rock City, Nottingham. All of these. You know what I'm going to say? There's no local date on this.
Yep.
Not yet. There will be.
How very dare you?
Well, we want to do something special when we come back, so we're holding off. But there'll definitely be a Belfast show. So.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, tell me about the video. I saw snippets of it. Looks like it's taking place in a sleazy basement nightclub.
Yep.
I was actually at the, you know, I was listening to it on mute, to be honest, so I couldn't see the sound. Is there a particular story going on there?
Don't want to give anything away, just check it out. But it was shot in Camden, and the people we made it with were great, Kevin and Liz. I keep giving them a shout out, but we had a fun day shooting it. So
All done in the day.
Spend
a few quid, it looks good.
But they made it look good.
The pros.
Okay, listen, you're going to play for us. What are you going to give us?
We'll do Stitch Yourself Up.
Brilliant. Okay, lads.
So whenever, yeah.
Go ahead.
Cool. Yep.
I can't make sense of what you want. Where do I go? Where do I belong? I can't take it. I can't take it. How can you give? How can you give it up? I'm left dumb. I'm left dumbstruck. I can't take it. I can't take it. I can't take it. I can't take it. Take my broken heart, tear it apart. Gather the pieces up, make the bleeding stop. Steady as shaking hands, stitch yourself up. So it won't come undone. So it won't come undone. Your tangled words left ringing in my ears, inked on my skin. You are all I want. I can't let go. I can't let go. Now you've given. Now you've given up. I'm left dumb. I'm left dumbstruck. I can't let go. I can't let go. I can't let go. I can't let go. Take my broken heart, tear it apart. Gather the pieces up, make the bleeding stop. Steady as shaking hands, stitch yourself up. So it won't come undone. So it won't come undone. Take my broken heart, tear it apart. Gather the pieces up, make the bleeding stop. Steady as shaking hands, stitch yourself up. So it won't come undone. So it won't come undone.
Brilliant. Thanks, boys. Thank you. So 21st of April is the release date. That's what we're looking for. Okay.
That's the one.
Dave, Nathan, thank you.
Thank
Jimmy,
you very much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.